2008 election may be decided by Xbox Live achievement points. I'm Ken Vai, and this is UnNews. Redmond, Washington. Republican and Democratic Party officials are scurrying to get their candidates on Xbox Live. A recent Gallup poll of 1,000 American high school seniors noted that 83% of these first-time voters would vote for the candidate that they feel could prove they can handle the job, and the best test for that was the politician's mastery of video games. Meanwhile, a recent Reid poll of 1,000 seniors indicates that 81% of them have accidents in their pants. 87% of UnNews readers find this information disturbing. Tycho Brahe, from Penny Arcade, a webcomic for video game enthusiasts, had this to say to UnNews. What better way can a presidential candidate prove to the registered voters that he can do the job if he's never held a political office before? While 3D Realms is 10 years behind its President of the United States simulator, I'm certain we're more likely to see it in the future than Duke Nukem Forever, which was first promised during the Carter administration. Still, there's plenty of other games out there for a candidate to showcase their skills. Tycho suggested the Xbox 360 offered the best and latest games for putting the wannabe presidents through the paces. The Wii is great for getting your overweight preaching off his ass and moving his arms about. And trust me, that market is freaking huge. Nintendo must have partnered with Halliburton and Satan for that idea. It's Walmart brilliant. The PS3, on the other hand, is too expensive, even for heavily financed political campaign budgets. The base model costs $600 million, and for the premium, your firstborn child. While John Edwards has one, as he has at least 27 children that we know of. For his opponents like Hillary Clinton, who only have one crotch dropping, such a purchase isn't feasible. What with family photo ops and potential future Playboy centerfolds? The Xbox 360 is the most logical choice. It's only slightly more expensive than the Wii, and while it won't make your lard-ass yuppie larva any healthier, people like looking at fat kids as it makes them feel better about themselves. Anyway, Xbox Live, which all 360s have access to, is the ultimate political tool for the gamer conscious. By making public their gamer tag, the voters on Xbox Live can then see the progress each candidate has made through the achievement points they've accumulated in the games they've played. The total of these achievement points is the player's, or in this case, the politician's, aptly named gamer score. The one with the highest score would obviously be the best person to run the country. Hey, it makes more sense than the Electoral College. Currently, the candidate with the most achievement points is Barack Obama with 1,000 through his mastery of Madden 07, while TV's Fred Thompson is sitting in last with minus 200 and a 2-star rep. For UnNews, I'm Ken Vai. AMFU, everyone.